Bill O'Reilly here. Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Democrats' election reform bill stalling in the Senate. Republican governors send police to secure the southern border. Seattle Pride Parade organizers apologize for charging reparation fees to white people. 80% of adults say the pandemic has brought their families closer. The U.S. marriage rate falling to record lows. Also ahead, do you think Donald Trump will run again? I have some inside info for you, but first, a sweeping bill that would federalize elections across the USA, stalling in the Senate. Democrats need 60 votes to pass the legislation. Supporters say the bill protects voting rights for minorities. Critics claim the law would be a federal overreach. It doesn't really matter what happens in the Senate because the election law is clearly unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court would find that it is so. Governors in Nebraska and Florida sending law enforcement agents to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop the massive influx of illegal immigrants. The troopers will work with the Texas Department of Public Safety to help patrol dangerous sectors in towns like El Paso. This is an effort to embarrass the Biden administration, which should be embarrassed. Organizers in Seattle are in a quandary after plans to demand a reparations fee up to $50 to white people who participate in a parade. The uproar began after a party called Take Back Black Pride announced they would charge Caucasians a separate fee just to be in the parade. Well, it's not going to happen, but the fact they wanted to do it is troubling. New study says 8 in 10 adults believe COVID brought their families closer together. 90% of parents report a closer bond with their kids. The contagion even resurrected the phone call. Two-thirds of people now check in with elderly relatives at least once a day, and that's a good thing, obviously. Folks getting married in the USA falling to historic lows. Recent study by the National Center for Health reports just 6 new unions for every 1,000 people. And that is the lowest rate since 1867. Researchers blame the pandemic and finance, but that's not it. Lack of religious belief and the chaotic divorce courts are the reason. In a moment, does Donald Trump want to be president again? Yes, he does. Right back. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you may know, the 45th president and me, your humble correspondent, will embark on a history tour across the country this coming December. The shows will not be boring, I can assure you. Details on BillO'Reilly.com. Now, in speaking with Donald Trump, I can tell you he would like to run for president again. But if he does, changes will have to be made. First up, the former president does not need to be so provocative. I know that many of his fans enjoy that. They like the takedown that Mr. Trump specializes in. But all the time, it gets chaotic. Donald Trump's record as president was pretty strong if you step back and examine it with a fair eye. So he should stand and run on that record and ignore the small stuff. That's one of the reasons I wanted to go on the history tour, because his record in office has not been reported. Now, he didn't do everything perfectly, and some things didn't get done, like the border wall. But many of his accomplishments are shrouded in mystery. So Donald Trump should run on his record. Next up, he is best served by being very specific in the danger coming from the Democratic Party. Let's face it. Since Joe Biden has been in office, and that's about 6 months, prices have gone wild. Working people and the poor are paying more for everything, as are affluent people. But the working people and the poor cannot afford it. Then we have the border, which is an amazing bit of irresponsible policy. 200,000 migrants every month coming across, a record number. And what does Joe Biden do? What does the Democratic Party do? Nothing. They even deny it's going on. So very specifically, Donald Trump has to pinpoint, I'd say, five major problems that the Democrats have caused. Next, any Trump campaign should be about the future, not the past. So you don't relitigate the election. Everybody knows how President Trump feels about it. Grievance, okay, you can mention that you aren't given a fair shake, but you can't dwell on it, because everybody knows that Donald Trump will never get fair treatment by the corporate media. It's got to be about the future. Finally, President Trump is a unique person. I think people who despise him would even admit that. But he does have a compassionate side. I've known the man for more than 3 decades. He should show that from time to time. He doesn't have to be a whiner out there or Alan Alda, but show some of your compassion, Mr. President. If he does all of those things, I think you'd see a new Donald Trump on a campaign trail. And he certainly has a following, and he could get the nomination, in my opinion. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And there is tour information, as I said, there as well. Also, please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. It remains the best-selling nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more, or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 2019, more than 20 million Americans attended outdoor music events during the summer, packing fields, baseball arenas, even the National Mall between June and August. All that changed when COVID arrived. 2020, last year, reported a 95% drop in concert attendance. But now things are looking up this summer. Here are some of the most successful summer songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. So let me get my Casey Kasem hat on. Number 5, Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful. The 1966 classic spent 3 weeks at number 1 in 10 different countries, and it's a good tune. Next, John Travolta's Summer Nights from the hit movie Grease. The song topped the charts after its release in the summer of 78, but also became a surprise hit again in the 1990s. Why? I have no blankin' idea. Number 3. School's Out by Alice Cooper. The Snake Guy issued the party anthem, and it has been featured in dozens of films and TV shows. It's a fun song, except if you're a teacher. The second spot goes to Blue Hawaii by the King of Rock, Elvis Presley. The movie, Blue Hawaii, ruled the box office for months, and the soundtrack stayed on the charts for 79 weeks back in 1961. The number one summer song of all time? I Get Around by the Beach Boys. The bad guys know us and they leave us alone. The tune, written by Brian Wilson, features 10 unique vocal melodies, 3 separate bass lines, 2 drum kits, and 13 different musicians. The Beach Boys have sold more than 65 million records since 1969. And here's something else you might not know. The modern music industry, very different from the early days of record sales. Today, more than 95% of listeners tune in digitally through streaming services and YouTube. Back in 2000, physical sales, vinyl, CDs, cassettes, raked in $13 billion. Last year, that number dropped to $600 million, a 95% decline. Today, most musicians earn a living by touring. I will see Mike Love and the Beach Boys in August. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.